It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. I hope you've gotten over the hump. I'm helping you get over the hump. I'll be here with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Chris Persianen. And thank you to you for listening wherever you might be. Tuned in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have it. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And speaking of New York, right now the Knicks, even without or not playing against Jason Tatum, the Knicks are in a hole again. Right now, the Celtics lead the Knicks 87-75. The New York Knicks lead this series 3-1. We know Jason Tatum had surgery yesterday to repair his ruptured Achilles. We won't see him for a long time. And the Celtics are not going quietly as their backs are up against the wall, likely and maybe soon to be eliminated. Meanwhile, speaking of backs up against the wall, the Golden State Warriors are in a similar position as the Celtics with no Steph Curry. He is not going to be in action again tonight as the Minnesota Timberwolves are trying to get the Golden State Warriors out of here. It's been a busy day, a busy night, a busy few days in the NFL. As all those leaks over the past few days, they're no more. The full slate, the full schedule of NFL games, it has been released. And we even have some NFL teams that have found some, let's just say, interesting ways to release their schedule. We're about to find out in a few minutes what the hell the Buffalo Bills have to do with Allen Iverson, but you'll get an explanation momentarily. Hey, if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to call up, you can do that too. Here's the number. Pay attention. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It has been May 14th. It's been that way all day long. Anyway, yeah, the NFL schedule is out. I'm pretty sure you've probably maybe taken a look. Hopefully, if you're driving, you ain't taking a look. We already know about some of the international games. Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs, the Eagles, quite active, as you would expect. Heading into tonight, we knew a few things. That opening night, we would have the Philadelphia Eagles celebrating their championship against the rival Dallas Cowboys. The day after, it has been confirmed that in Brazil, Sao Paulo, not Rio, but Sao Paulo, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take on the Chargers. In week two, we already have a Super Bowl rematch between the Chiefs and the Eagles. That game will take place in Kansas City. On Thanksgiving, we have the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs. That is going to be a massive game. That's already people expecting that game to be one of the most watched Thursday night Thanksgiving games ever. On Christmas, we got a triple header. Commanders versus the Cowboys, Vikings versus the Lions. We have the Chiefs versus the Broncos on Christmas. And we already talked about how many games that we have that are going to take place overseas. And I mean, five different countries, from Madrid to Germany to Ireland, the United Kingdom. And then we told you about Brazil. Here's some other things to note as you think about the upcoming NFL season and its schedule. Teams that have the worst schedules, the toughest schedule in order, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Minnesota Vikings, the Eagles, the Bears, the Browns, the New York Giants, and the Detroit Lions. They have the toughest schedules given the records that and winning percentages that we had from last season. The easiest schedules belong to the Carolina Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, the Buffalo Bills, the New Orleans Saints. Good for them. They need all the help they can get, even though they're trying to suck. The Patriots have an easy schedule. The Jags, and all things considered, the San Francisco 49ers with Brock Purdy, who I expect to get paid very, very soon. The 49ers have the easiest schedule. Period. Speaking of schedules, I did tell you that some of these teams have found some interesting ways to announce the schedules. The Jacksonville Jaguars went and, Chris, is it Ashton Hall? Is that what his name is?
Oh, right? Yes.
That's the guy who's putting his face in the cold water.
And the expensive water, yes.
Yeah, Saratoga spring water. He's running and he's chasing cars, and they used him to help release the schedule, right?
They're not the only team to appeal to Gen Z there.
Oh, Gen Z. What's Gen Z? What age and what year is that?
Well, to start, I'm Gen Z. About like 97 to 12.
Is that the last era? I don't keep up with that crap. Is that the last one? Are you the last generation?
Nah, now they're on to Gen Alpha, JR. They subverted the alphabet and they're on to Greek letters.
So when did that? Who starts at Alpha? What year is that?
It's terrifying, but it's 2010 to 2024.
Oh my God. So somebody born in 2010 is a part of Generation Alpha?
Yeah. And they're planning from about 2025 to around the end of 2039 is going to be Generation Beta. That's the proposed name.
All right, whatever. I'm just alive at this point. I don't give a damn. What other team did something stupid?
Well, the Los Angeles Chargers always do something stupid. It's their trademark at this point. This year, they made the entire schedule release in Minecraft. JR, I got to tell you, I don't envy the intern in the social department that had to place all those dirt blocks.
Well, we've seen that. That's a video game, right?
Yep. Had a movie.
We've seen that. No big deal. We've seen video game releases. That's pretty cool. And then I had mentioned the Buffalo Bills deciding to go in a different direction. I got to give them credit. They didn't lean into Gen Z. They just leaned into a legend. The Buffalo Bills actually put together a fun little, dare I call it, a commercial where Josh Allen is having a chat with Brandon Bean, the general manager, and there's a full discussion as to what clever way the Buffalo Bills can go ahead and release and share their schedule. Josh Allen, he had just a very interesting suggestion. Josh Allen pretty much said we should utilize artificial intelligence. We should utilize AI. Enter in Allen Iverson. Listen to this commercial that the Buffalo Bills put together.
Schedule release video. You got anything for me?
I mean, just use AI.
AI?
That's what everybody's doing.
Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, that'll be easy. I mean, just use AI.
Just use AI.
AI.
Yeah, that'll be easy. Just use AI.
AI.
AI, thanks for doing this today.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I here?
We do want you to reveal the Buffalo Bills 2025 schedule.
Buffalo Bills? Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, Josh actually sent us to shoot with you.
Wow. MVP, Josh Allen. That's something for me to brag about.
He said he wanted to use AI.
Use AI or the real AI?
You're the only AI I know, dude.
Okay, so we got the real deal. Let's do it then. Here's the schedule. That was the 2025 Buffalo Bills schedule presented by The Answer, Allen Iverson.
Yeah, and of course you can't hear it. All Allen Iverson did is lift up a sheet of paper that had the full schedule on it. And he's like, boom, there's the schedule presented by AI. That's funny. That's clever. You know, Allen Iverson popping up in unusual places is always an interesting thing. And then for the Buffalo Bills, you want to talk about interesting. Their schedule is full of interesting matchups. Of course, it's dotted with primetime games. They open up their season against, guess who? The Baltimore Ravens in week one. And you think about the New York Jets. They have the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. They get to the New England Patriots, Sunday Night Football. They got the Falcons here in Atlanta, Georgia, Monday Night Football. They got the Houston Texans on Thursday night. The Buffalo Bills most certainly have been one of the best teams in the NFL over the past several years. And now they step into a place where, well, obviously, they're highlighted. The Kansas City Chiefs, and you think about some of these grudge matches. Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Bills week 9. That'll take place in Buffalo. We got some other grudge matches. We have the Detroit Lions taking on the Eagles in week 11. We have the Rams at the Ravens. That is week 6. The Eagles at the Chiefs. I told you that will take place in week number 2. We have Cincinnati at Buffalo. That'll be late in the season, week number 14. Chicago Bears at Commanders. That'll be a fun one. A little Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams. That'll take place Monday Night Football, week 6. That'll certainly be a lot of fun. We got the Ravens at Kansas City in week 4. The Broncos at the Texans in week 8. How about this one? Week 13. I hope that both quarterbacks can still make it here this deep. But the Minnesota Vikings will be in Seattle taking on the Seahawks. And so thus we have Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy. We could have a battle if they get there that late. The Green Bay Packers are in Pittsburgh week number 8. Presumably Aaron Rodgers will be on the Pittsburgh Steelers at that point in time. And those are just a few of the games that people might want to watch this upcoming season. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The full NFL schedule has been released. We talked about some of the toughest schedules. We talked about some of the easiest schedules. We talked about some of the games that you might want to see. And damn, this turned quick. As I look up here in the studio, the New York Knicks down once again. The deficit grows and grows and grows. The Celtics smacking around the Knicks right now. 96-76. The New York Knicks are making things difficult for themselves with no Jason Tatum here right now this minute. Jalen Brunson, Mr. Clutch, only has 15 points. Josh Hart, who got opened up above his eye, has 21 points. And meanwhile, Derek White, he's been the man keeping the Celtics alive. 32 points, 7 of 13 from downtown. He had 14 points in the first quarter, including going 4 of 4 from downtown to start the game. Jalen Brown has 22 points. And the Boston Celtics, unless the New York Knicks have another 20-point comeback in them, this is going to be tough to say given what we've seen so far in this series. It appears that Boston is going to have the New York Knicks in check. I don't know if I have to eat my words on that one, but we'll see as Jalen Brunson is at the free throw line and the New York Knicks, well, they're just trying to stay alive. There's about 10 minutes to go left in this game. We will keep you up to date. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the other NBA matchup that is actually, what, about 15, 20 minutes away from getting underway. This team is also facing elimination. The Golden State Warriors are trying to stay alive with no Steph Curry against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll talk more NBA, get into more NFL as the schedule has been released. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I don't know about no comeback today. The Knicks with an opportunity to finish off the Boston Celtics. They've been hovering at about down 20. There's about 9 minutes left to go in the game. The Celtics lead 99-81. 9 minutes to go left in the game. And there's no Jason Tatum. We're supposed to, but I get it. We're supposed, and the Celtics are still good. Derek White is losing his mind. 32 points, 7 of 13 from deep, but damn it, come on. Got no faith in these Knicks. Pain in the ass team, down by 20, got to win. Anyway, hey, we're minutes away from the Golden State Warriors. They're trying to stay alive against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll get into them in a second. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The NFL schedule has been released. The Eagles open up the season against the Dallas Cowboys. We get a Super Bowl rematch in week two. Thanksgiving. We got the Packers and the Lions, Chiefs and Cowboys. And then to end the night, we have an AFC North matchup. This should be a fun one between the Bengals and Baltimore. Good for Baltimore. Yeah, we got the Ravens, Thanksgiving and Baltimore. That'll be fun. Got a triple header on Christmas, and I think every single one of these games is going to be streaming on Christmas Day. So make sure you get somebody a new Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, I don't know. Chiefs, Cowboys, and Lions will be playing. Cowboys are going to take on the Commanders. We got the Lions in Minnesota. And then we got the Broncos in Kansas City all on Christmas Day. I wonder how much green Arrowhead is going to have. This is going to look like a Christmas tree in there all by itself. NFL schedule is up, released. Go ahead and have fun. We talked about some of the teams, and it's just a full spectacle right now and finding out who, what, when, and where. There's so much production involved. We just played a clip in the last break where the Buffalo Bills actually brought in Allen Iverson. You know he ain't show up for free. They had to pay him something. Not like the Bills ain't got no money. But they actually had Allen Iverson present the schedule. All he did is lift up a piece of paper because they wanted to use AI to release the schedule. So everybody doing something funny. Hey, Chris, you said it was it the Rams or the Chargers who use Minecraft?
Chargers. Every year they have something that really hits with the kids, I'll say.
Okay, yeah. I got to be honest. Great. I'm glad the NFL schedule is out. You know, I'll take a look at some of the teams. I'll see what the Falcons are doing. Check in on a lot of the other squads, the Jets, Minnesota. I'll look. The NFL has, they've manufactured this into being a big deal. I mean, unless you're heavily invested and you're a season ticket holder, you're going to make it to a game, you want to know when you're going to travel. We typically know ahead of time. You follow your team. You know who they're scheduled to face off against the next season. It's just a matter of how it's all structured. And damn it, let's be real. It's May 14th. We ain't getting these games until the beginning of September. I mean, you got plenty of time to digest it. It's still a cool thing. But me, I'm just like, okay, I know what's going on. If I can get to a couple of these games, yeah, I'll do it. But I enjoy a good game on my couch. Anyway, speaking of games and people wanting to see more of them, if you're a fan of the Golden State Warriors, you are certainly, certainly expecting and hoping that you have more basketball after tonight. And it's unlikely. Let's just be realistic. Because we got one basketball game going on right now between the Boston Celtics and the Knicks. And then on the other hand, we are minutes away from the start of the Golden State Warriors taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is not good. Well, not good for the Golden State Warriors. They're in a 3-1 hole. The Minnesota Timberwolves have a chance and an opportunity tonight to advance to the Western Conference Finals. And when I think about Western Conference Finals with the Minnesota Timberwolves, I'm thinking about Kevin Garnett. I'm thinking about Sam Cassell. I'm thinking about Latrell Sprewell, you know, before he's like, hey, I need money to feed my kids. I'm thinking about that team. Now we got Anthony Davis. Well, not Anthony Davis. Anthony Edwards. Sure as hell not Anthony Davis. He's probably sitting in a hyperbaric chamber getting his body together right now. But Anthony Edwards, who's still 23 years old. Julius Randle, who's basically putting foreign exchange for Karl Anthony Towns. This is the team going to the West Finals, and it might have been the case even if Steph Curry was still out there. And we learned earlier today that, Steph Curry ain't back today. But he did apparently get cleared to start light workouts. What's it going to matter if the season ends tonight? He's going to have all offseason to work out and get his entire hamstring together. This is a squad right now, the Golden State Warriors, with Jimmy Butler and Draymond. Jimmy Butler had 14 points in the last game. Draymond Green also had 14 points. You know it's bad when Jimmy Butler and Draymond have the same amount of points, and it's in the teens. That's not good. And Draymond only 2 assists without Steph Curry to throw the ball to. Draymond Green was asked about what the hell you say when you're down 3-1. Draymond, never short on words. This is what Draymond Green had to say.
No, we're not going Superman this thing. If he's in the place where he could play, I'm sure he will. And him and Rick and everybody will figure that out. But we don't need Superman. Gotta play the long game. If he can, we know he will, but there's no pressure. We just got to win a game. Win one game, take it from there. I think that's our mindset. Do all that we can, figure out a way to win one. You win one, everything changes. So that'll be our mindset going into game 5.
Yeah, just win one. Well, they're going to need more out of Jimmy Butler. Come on. They brought this guy over. He's talking about, Steph Curry is Batman and I'm Robin, man. You better act like Batman. I'm sure every now and then, Robin, Batman was out. I don't know. Who did Batman date? Chris, do you know the Batman? Who, didn't he have a love interest or am I bugging?
Nah, it depends on what movie or comic or whatever you're reading. Sometimes it's Catwoman. Sometimes right. It's, like a Commissioner Gordon's daughter, Barbara. It depends. God. But he's always dating someone. It's Bruce Wayne, JR.
That's right. He's wealthy. You're correct. Well, every now and then when Batman is outside, I'm sure Robin goes into the Batcave and pretends that he's Batman. Tonight, Jimmy Butler needs to put on his scoring hat. We know Jimmy Butler does a little bit of everything. Tonight, Jimmy Butler needs to put the basketball in the basket. Jonathan Kuminga stepped up big time with 23 points. And knowing that you're not having Steph Curry tonight, knowing that you're unlikely to have Steph Curry in the next game if they get there, I know he did start workouts. As Steve Kerr said today, he said, I know that he's questionable and this and that, but we know the poor guy ain't playing.
All I knew was there was no way he was playing tomorrow. And so that was not a surprise to me to, that we deemed him out. That was kind of a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see Steph Curry. And it's unfortunate. This man is 37 years old. Is still one of the best players in the league. Can still go out there and get you shots. He can still make shots that other guys in the league cannot make and absolutely should not attempt. Some of these guys still think they're Steph Curry, which is pretty mind-numbing. And every year that goes by where we don't have Steph Curry on the court, we're further or we're getting closer to the end. He ain't going to play for the next. I'd be shocked if we see Steph Curry past. Actually, I want to say past 40. Maybe he gets to 40 and quits. He's a smaller guy. You would expect him to get knocked around a little bit more. I know he's a track star. He's had a history of ankle issues, especially earlier on in his career. How much more we have left of Steph Curry? Who knows? But to not see him here in the postseason is disappointing. It's sad. But when you have one guy winding things down, you have somebody else who's ascending. And right now, that's Anthony Edwards. He dropped 30 points in that last game. Hit a lot of big threes. Had 6 threes total as Minnesota is pushing the Golden State Warriors to the brink. And then you even had Julius Randle. He's starting to chip in as well offensively. He had 31 points in that last game. And Anthony Edwards, he's not a selfish fellow. Anthony Edwards is like, man, it's not just about me. I like it when all my teammates, Julius and everybody, when they get going, it makes my life easier.
You want to see your teammates succeed. You want to see your teammates shine. Not even my teammates, my brothers. I mean, we're going to battle every night. We play 82 games. We be with each other 8-9 months out of the year. So those guys like my brothers, man. And it's nothing like seeing them compete and produce at a high level, because, you know, that makes everybody happy.
No, yeah, it'll make the Wolves fans happy. And how about this? If you're Alex Rodriguez and you ended up with the team. Well, you didn't buy it all by yourself. But if you're Alex Rodriguez, you just ended up in a great situation, huh? You're probably going to sit courtside with his blonde girlfriend. This game is in Minnesota, by the way. And he's just going to act like he's the you-know-what. I'm ready. Let's go ahead and hit the fast-forward button. I wouldn't mind seeing one more game of Steph Curry, so you know what? Golden State, just please go out and win in Minnesota tonight, just so we might see Steph Curry. I don't think so. But it's kind of crazy that we got the East kind of set up, huh? Well, not the East. We know the Indiana Pacers are waiting. You expect Minnesota to be there. I don't think Jokic has any type of damn help. And so you can look for the Thunder to be there. It looks like we have a better idea of the Final Four. Damn. Let's hit the fast forward button. Hurry up already. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we take a break, when we come back on the other side, we're going to wrap the show up. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll give one final glance through the NFL schedule now that it's fully out, all 270-plus games. But right now on the Infinity Sports Network, there is a basketball game going on right now. To get an update on that and everything else going on, it's time for a news flash. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, ain't no comeback for the New York Knicks this time. The Boston Celtics are closing this one out. We got the who the hell are these guys out on the court right now, including Landry Shamet. 120 to 96 is the current score with 2 minutes left in the game. The New York Knicks not able to close this out. The Boston Celtics now make it a 3-2 series. The Knicks will have another opportunity to close this one out at home in New York on Friday. The Knicks always got to make things difficult. Let's see if Boston can strike back. I would think at that point in time, the Knicks are just going to say, all right, let's move on and take on the Indiana Pacers. We'll wait and see. I'll let you know when this game goes final. Meanwhile, we got another game getting ready to start up right now. Let's see if the Minnesota Timberwolves avoid the same fate as the New York Knicks. Let's see if the Minnesota Timberwolves actually go out here and close things out against the Golden State Warriors, who don't have Steph Curry. Let's see if Minnesota can get the job done at home. We'll keep you up to date on that. Even though that game, well, it's going to go past us being here not too much longer. Getting ready for the tip-off any minute now. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's also the end of the show, which means one thing. It's time for a few things. It's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, it's been this way all day. It's been May 14th all day long. But now it's time to take a look at a few things that didn't take place in 2025, but in years past. How about this? Let's go back in time. May 14th, 1967. Mickey Mantle, the Mick, he went out and hit his 500th home run. He was 35 years old. He was busted up at the time, winding down his career. He helped the New York Yankees beat the Orioles that day. The final score was 6-5. Let's take a listen to the Mick hit number 500, courtesy of Major League Baseball.
The Yankees go on the road and won't be back until Memorial Day. May the 30th, doubleheader against the Minnesota Twins. First game at 1. Here's the payoff pitch. This is it! There it goes! It's out of here!
Yeah, the Mick, he played one more season after that. Called it a wrap, called it a career after 1968. You just heard his 500th home run. He finished with 536. That was in 1967. May 14th, 1981. The Boston Celtics, Larry Bird, won his very first NBA championship, knocking off the Houston Rockets 102-91. They did it in 6 games. Larry Bird, 27 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. Let's go ahead and take a listen to the Celtics winning that 81 championship.
For it was the smoldering Bird who had been at least loosely controlled this series who took it upon himself to end the madness. It was a sort of mandate only the true greats dare seize. He hit 2 jumpers to put Boston back by 7. When the Rockets lurched once more, cutting it to 3 again, he closed them out with a brazen 3-point bomb. It was memorable. And it was done with the audacity that only the very best can summon.
Well, I was standing over in the corner wide open, and they got me the ball, and nobody ran at me, so I just took a half a step back, shot to shot. In them situations, we had a 3-point lead. They still had to score twice to get ahead or come down and hit a 3-pointer themselves. So all I did, it was nothing. I didn't even think about it at the time until after I hit it. Then it hit me that I hit a 3-pointer, and it was a key play of the game, but a lot of other guys made a lot of key plays, and it was just a shot that had to be taken at that time.
Yeah, Larry Legend, getting the job done. Outside of Larry playing and outside of him coaching and then being a GM, Larry don't do no talking, okay? And I'm not going to say I appreciate that. He just stays the hell up on out the way. Everybody else standing around, sitting around doing podcasts. And we got Michael Jordan getting ready to be on NBC. Larry Bird. Man, you don't hear from that dude. He pops up when he needs to, and he's like, all right, leave me alone. I ain't mad at the guy. Minding his business in his latter years. May 14th, 1989. Oh, this is crazy. Rob Gronkowski, the 4-time champ, future Hall of Famer, Tide Pod eating, Fox broadcaster, dating some model, Rob Gronkowski was born. He is now 36 years old. Every year that goes by, yeah, you ain't going to see Gronk. Gronk is done. He's been done. He came back to help Tom Brady, and he's just like, all right, I'm out of here. I want you to take a listen to this. Fox Sports. Rob Gronkowski is a complete nut. He was talking about how he used to avoid trades by fake retiring. Listen to this guy.
Contemplating if I should retire or not about 2 years ago, and I was like, you just traded me to the Lions. I go, oh, I'm retired. Like, I don't know how that trade can go through. And then 2 days later, the trade never went through.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, they're going to trade you?
Yeah, I got traded. I told that story before last year.
I never heard that.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, no, I'm retired. How can you trade me? And I stayed on the Patriots.
That guy is a nut. I guess he can just talk about football. Pop up in a movie here and there, just be a goofball. He's made a living being a goofball. Good for Rob Gronkowski. He turns 36 years old today. He was born in 1989. Hey, May 14th, 1996. Not a goofball. This man is all about his business. He owns everything. Well, he got a piece of the Commanders, used to have a piece of the Lakers. He got a piece of Washington. He used to have movie theaters. It's Magic Johnson. On this day in 1996, Magic finally called it a wrap in 1996. We all know about his famous retirement as he announced that he contracted HIV. We know about his return in 1992. We know about that retirement. We know about him coaching. We know about him coming back. But at this point in time, Magic said, "All right, I'm done." I want you to take a listen to another legend, Jerry West, God rest his soul, as he pretty much talked about Magic Johnson and his career and calling it quits. Take a listen.
The final chapter wasn't written in my book in terms of Magic Johnson ending his career. I finally ended it the way I wanted to end it. I'm throwing a big party in a week, celebrate, get my groove on, and it's over.
I think the most important thing, particularly for athletes, to leave this game at the highest level they can leave it. And certainly with a player of his stature and his caliber, you just don't want to see any harm done to the legend of Magic Johnson.
And there was none done. It's kind of amazing. The legend of Magic Johnson, the full scope of his career, what he's been able to turn it into, his life is admirable. Magic Johnson is one of these great American stories of what you can do here. Shout outs to Magic Johnson. And he's still going, man. How'd I even forget the Dodgers? Come on. Magic Johnson's probably sitting on a yacht somewhere right now, this minute, this second. That also, May 14th, 1996. Yep, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, we got a final in Boston, Massachusetts. The Celtics stay alive. The Celtics live to see another day. The final score. Man, this is bad. 127-102. The Celtics beat the Knicks. The series is now 3-2. The Knicks miss an opportunity to close out the Celtics without Jason Tatum. And now they go back to New York City for Game 6 on Friday. Leading the way for the Boston Celtics the whole way, especially from the start, Derek White dropped 34 points tonight. He was 7 of 13 from downtown. He started off the game in the first quarter, knocking down 4 of 4 threes. He made every shot to start the game, and he had 14 of his 34 points in the first quarter. Kristaps Porzingis was not joking. He was like, "I'm playing 10, 15 minutes. He started and only played 12, ended up with 1 point before they sat his ass down. Luke Kornet went out there and had 10 points, 9 rebounds. Also managed to bust open Josh Hart, who stayed in the game. Got a little cut over his eye to show for him. And for the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson finishing tonight, 22 points. Josh Hart, despite the busted up eye, 24 points. Karl Anthony Towns, 19. Mikal Bridges only with 9. OG Anunoby with 6. At least if you want to find a bright spot on the road, Mitchell Robinson was a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Maybe he can take that over to New York on Friday, and the New York Knicks can have some success in closing out the Boston Celtics. The Celtics win 127-102. Meanwhile, Minnesota and Golden State, they are just underway. Early on in this game, Minnesota leads. Well, it's tied at 5 points apiece. We'll keep you up to date on this one the rest of the evening on the Infinity Sports Network. I know Bart Winkler will certainly get into this game. And here we have certainly had a fun show. Okay, we've talked about the NFL and its schedule release. I gave you a top six list of teams that you should probably look out for and watch out for in 2025. Hey, we talked about George Pickens. Dak Prescott had some words about him, said that he's finally spoken to the guy. We got into college football. Yeah, it appears that they're actually going to change up the seeding. None of these Midwest Conference, Mountain West Conference, you know, baby conference, none of this crap. we look like we're probably going to move towards straight 1 through 12 seeding when it comes to the college football playoff. We talked about Derrick Henry and his new contract, old men running back, getting a new deal. And so if you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for helping to hold things down the past few days.
You got it, JR. It was my pleasure. It was really an honor, but you got it.
I appreciate that. Shout out to my main man, Chris. Chris, where can people follow you online?
They can find me on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Instagram, TikTok, all social media. I'm at Chris Persiainen. That's Chris with a K, R-I-S, P as in Peter. And fortunately for the rest of the world, no one else has my name, so you'll find me by that.
Beautiful thing. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We'll see if Minnesota does what the Knicks didn't do. Close out the opposition. The Golden State Warriors without Steph Curry. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next.